2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, let's talk about it, because if you love a weekend lie-in, we are trying to figure out if it is good for you or not. But if you're age between 16 and 24, it is actually good for you. But I need to find out about the rest of us. Sheena Dunn, who turned curing her insomnia into her own business, is back with me now again to talk about sleep banking. Good morning, Sheena.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's no problem at all. I think we will be thanking you profusely at the end of this. Look, sleeping and going to the toilet are two huge topics that everybody are obsessed with all of the time. I'm delighted that we're talking about this a little bit more. Let's talk about the great news that is for that age group of 16 to 24. They can now tell their parents or anyone else shouting at them at the weekend that lie-ins are actually good for them. How has this come about?
It's so lovely, isn't it?
It's so nice.
When you hear something that you've always hoped was true, and then you get research, and the research is coming from really reputable source that actually sort of validates what you're doing already. So it's like this confirmation bias of, yes, I knew it. And I can talk a bit about what the research was, if that's
Yeah, absolutely. Will you do me one favour now? Because I was too busy talking to you off air. Would you pull that microphone right in front of your face so we can all hear everywhere?
Just great.
There we go. Fantastic. Yes, talk to us about the research.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of research around banking your sleep or weekend catch-up sleeps in the last maybe 15 years. But the studies are tiny. Okay. So they're like 10 people, 12 people, and they're often focused on elite performance athletes, which is understandable.
Is it? Because, to be fair, I feel like they would be sleeping anyway because they're working out so much and they're doing, it's the regular Joe Souls that I'm worried about. And we always have surveys in here of like 2,000 people are the most nonsense thing in the world. You think that this would be something that there would be so much money being pumped into?
I suppose there's only money behind research if it's going to benefit from a financial point of view usually, or with elite athletes, it benefits them because they do better.
Yeah.
So that's why I think a lot of the research is focused on that. And with this research, for the first time really, has, it's like over 1,000 people.
Okay.
And it's in the US, so they're aged 16 to 24. And what it's showing is, I suppose, the power of sleep from a like a mental point of view. So a lot of times you can hear from a physical point of view, so with your improving your serve, or sailing research has been done as well. But this is actually looking at adolescents and saying, if you maybe aren't getting enough sleep during the week, is it useful for you to get what's called weekend catch-up sleep?
Okay.
And how will that affect your mental health?
Okay.
So all of the findings were self-reported, so it wasn't like a clinical diagnosis of depression or anything, but it's so positive. So what they're saying is there's a 41% improvement if you do get about 90 minutes of catch-up sleep at the weekend.
Okay.
So what a cool thing to know, that it actually is going to make you feel better, less sort of mood days. And look, you can have weeks where you just don't get the opportunity to sleep that much, especially at that age, because you're really forced to get up very early, like against everything you want to do. You have to get up early. And then this is saying it's okay to sleep in a little later.
Okay, so we've all had the universal experience of our mom banging the hoover around the place and having to get up. So now you're going, look, the research says, mom, I have to actually stay in bed right now. What about for those of us who are slightly older, only very slightly in my case at that, who are outside of that age bracket, is there an option of sleep banking then? Like, what's this all about?
Yeah, so this idea is that you can, you don't get the sleep that you need during the week. Like most of the population is sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. And this concept of putting in a few extra hours then will be beneficial for you. And there's various trains of schools of thought on it. I think it's not really like a credit system. So sleep, you know, the circadian rhythm. So what circadian means is sort of around 24 hours. So the more you can get the right sleep every 24 hours, that's always going to be the best for you.
Okay.
This idea of, like, even if it's through naps or however you figure it out, but it's over 24 hours is more useful. But I don't think that this idea of catching up on your sleep would be just limited to that age group. It just happens that the study was done on that age group.
Okay.
So, like, I don't see why it wouldn't benefit. If you're not getting the right amount of sleep during the week, why an extra 90 minutes at the weekend wouldn't be beneficial for you.
Okay, so this is really interesting, because I was about to ask you, like, this study has kind of been disputed by sleep experts. So where do you stand on that?
Yeah, so there's a really interesting woman called Elizabeth Clareman, and she is one of the Harvard professors. And I always believe you can have two things that are true at the same time.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be black and white on everything. And her point is that you can't sleep when you're not tired, which is absolutely true. So if I said, OK, you have to go and have 10 hours sleep tonight, you'd probably lie in bed until 2 a.m. Like you can't force yourself to sleep. So that's absolutely true. So then if you follow that through, what she's saying is people who sleep in at the weekend, you can't force yourself to sleep if you're not tired. So then what's actually happening is you're sleep deprived and you're just conking out a bit more.
Yeah.
So that's where sort of, I suppose, the different points of view are. And my view on this would be, and looking at the research, that she's absolutely right. You can't sleep when you're not tired. Yeah. But how great to be able to then like prioritise your sleep a little bit more on the weekend if you didn't get that opportunity during the week, and know that it can be good for your mental health.
Look, everybody who's listening right now will, like, we're on Thursday and I'm sure they woke up this morning being like, okay, one more day and then I can have a bit of a lie-in.
Yeah.
You know, and you look forward to that, and you're not saying that you're going to stay in bed until 12, 1 o'clock, but instead of maybe getting up at 6, you're getting up at 9, which is huge. Everybody
exactly.
gets so excited about it. But let's talk about the data that is out there from people whose job involves a lot of sleep deprivation. Let's start with soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there is, they did a, like, that's actually where it started. Somebody was in the army and they did a research report on soldiers. But again, the data was tiny. And all they're trying to prove is that it's okay that you're sleep deprived. That's sort of what they were trying to prove. So, like, I think it's easy to do studies on military. A lot of our data comes from military, from nurses. So they're large cohorts of people that can be analysed because they're quite typical.
Yeah.
So that's, again, what's interesting about this group, because adolescents will have very different lives.
Yeah.
And what I would love when people are thinking about their lie-in sleep is it shouldn't be all on you to catch up on your sleep. Like, so there's three parts to it. One is your individual behaviours. The other is sort of our systems. So like our schools, our jobs, mm-hmm. like do they have to start when they're starting? And the other, you're laughing at me now.
No, I'm laughing for good reason, because I think I've had this argument for every single year that I was in school. I was like, why do I have to be here before 9 o'clock?
Yeah,
like,
well, exactly. And then the third is cultural norms. But actually on the organisational ones, so in the States, there's been a huge push to mandate. And actually they've put it into law in California, and they've passed a law in Florida to make sure that no high school starts earlier than 8:30. And the reason for that is you're naturally, so you're a chronotype, which is like your desire to sleep, if it's early or later, is usually later if you're in that age group, sort of like 14 to 24. So you really shouldn't be starting school before 8:30.
Okay.
What's great in Ireland is most schools don't, but you can see a lot of extracurricular activities sort of trying to use up that space. And so I would love to make sure that we're still prioritising our sleep while enjoying life as well. But that's sort of the systems that are put in place in our society.
So that's the systems, and obviously, you know, your personal responsibility as well of getting your sleep. And we talked about the soldiers there. What about doctors then in this case?
Yeah, so doctors are like, they're all chronically sleep deprived, which is so hard. And I think more and more people are, doctors are getting the opportunity to speak out maybe about this, but it's a very, like, it's a really difficult for them. I think what they know the impact that it has.
And they just can't do anything.
They can't do anything about it. Yeah.
Sleep kind of isn't like a diet though, is it? Like, just because you're in bed, and you mentioned that too, it doesn't mean that you're going to sleep straight away, or that you're going to be able to stay asleep if you wake up. So why is that important to remember? In the exact same way that you were saying her name escapes me, was it Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, yeah.
Yeah, you were saying that she said you cannot go to sleep if you're not tired. So like looking at that, like, what can we do so that we're not trying to get into bed at 9 o'clock and not sleep until 2, and then completely messing up our lives?
Yeah, like I love those sort of analogies because they help people really get it. Like, say you're running a marathon and you only hydrated the week before.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, I am so hydrated. But you didn't drink any water during the race or any of those special packs. Like, that wouldn't really work for you.
Yeah.
And the same, you know, your 5 a day, your vegetables. Like, imagine instead you had like a smash 20. Like, you ate all your veg on a Saturday, like smash 20 Saturday, and you just started eating them all. Like, you know that wouldn't work, because you know your body needs these like 24-hour rhythms, and sleep is just the same on it. And I think the focus that I would love people to have, instead of like forcing themselves to sleep on a Saturday if it doesn't work, is like, think of the times during the week where maybe you're in bed and you're not feeling great. So maybe a Sunday evening, and you're thoughts or thinking about the week ahead.
Got the Glen Rose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you slept until 12 on a Saturday and then on a Sunday, even though that might have been delicious at the time, is it making it worse for you on a Sunday? So that's that's what you need to start thinking about, you personally, because there's no point in me saying like 7 to 9 hours, 30 minutes before, because we all know this advice. We all know the rules. And like your five a day, we often don't follow them. So what's most important is to think about for you personally on a Sunday night, if it really made you feel good on a Sunday evening when you're going to go to sleep, then yes, those naps, those lie-ins, they are absolutely right for you.
Yeah. So a simple message, I suppose, when you're looking at this is you really have to see what works for you. Like, I mean, would that then be the case of on a Friday night, you're like, okay, grand, I'm going to sleep in now on Saturday morning. But then on the Sunday, you're going to get up that little bit earlier so that you're wrecked going to bed again. You know, you have to be tired enough so that you've got enough sleep then for the week ahead.
Absolutely. So it's all about sleep pressure. Okay. You need to create the sleep pressure. And I love that idea of maybe Saturday you do it and then on Sunday, like you get up early and you do something that excites you in another way.
So sleep banking overall, when we're leaving this, is kind of see what works for the best for you. Take it with a little bit of a pinch of salt almost.
It's new information, which is wonderful.
Okay.
Like, use it if it helps you feel better. Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. I love that. Sheena, thank you so much for coming in today. Sheena Dunn is a sleep expert and entrepreneur. We'll be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.